was in my room in the inn late that night that I first began my notes. I include them now in this report, just as I wrote them then. Clovelly, Devon, May 18, 1930. The feeling that this is all a book that I've read or a play I've seen somewhere in the past has taken hold of my very soul. And the terror that grips me when I think of the future makes rational thought very difficult. But nevertheless, I have resolved to pursue the investigation until I am certain that there is no further doubt. I must discover someone who knew Ashley Norton intimately, his profession, his habits, his personality. I think I must risk tomorrow another talk with Mrs. Tumley. But meanwhile, I shall withhold any further report to Carruthers. Now, Mrs. Tumley, you said yesterday that there were some people here in Clovelly who knew the Ashley Nortons rather well.
Did I?
Yes, Mrs. Tumley.
Well, it might have been Effie Wilkes I had in mind.
Who was Effie Wilkes?
She was the Ashley Norton serving maid, sir.
And where is Effie Wilkes now?
Oh, she disappeared, sir.
She disappeared?
The same time they did, sir. And not a sight nor sound of her since. Not these 20 years.
Who else? Who else knew the Ashley Nortons?
Only t'other one I could think of would be Ben Sykes. Blind Ben, they call him now. But he could see then, right enough.
And where is he?
Oh, he's hereabouts. Gone to Biddeford with his nephew today. But he'll be back Wednesday, if you'd care to speak with him, sir.
Did he work for the Ashley Nortons?
In a manner of speaking, sir. He helped out with the experiments.
Experiments?
Oh, yes, sir. Mr. Ashley Norton was quite a scientist, or so he said.
What did Ben Sykes have to do with these experiments?
Oh, he got things for them, sir.
What sort of things?
Live things, sir.
Live things?
Rabbits, animals, such like things,
sir. Is that all?
No, sir. If you ask me, that wasn't all.
What else?
There was human beings, sir.
Human beings?
Yes, sir.
What human beings?
Why, I would say, sir, the nearest ones that came to Anne.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm sure you know much more about this than I do, sir. But they do say those bones were the bones of a woman.
Carruthers wired today that he expects to locate the serving girl, Effie Wilkes, within a matter of hours. That means at least that she's alive. And it also means that her testimony will complete the case. And I can no longer deceive myself as to the outcome. I don't quite know why I sent Carruthers the information about Effie Wilkes, knowing as I do that I'm endangering myself by that action. Perhaps there's something of which I'm still just a little proud. I'm still primarily a detective. Well, I shall pursue this investigation impersonally and logically until the very last link in the chain. That link is Ben Sykes. Blind Ben. There is only one fact in which I can take some faint hope. Ashley Norton was a scientist, presumably a doctor. I can find no faintest memory in myself of any specialized scientific knowledge whatsoever. For Ben Sykes' nephew is going over to Biddeford today to bring the old man home. I shall go along and talk to him on the ride there. So you're Ben Sykes?
Aye. Blind Ben, they call me. But eyes are none. I can keep up with the best of them. What's your business in Clovelly, sir?
Come to ask you some questions about Mr. Ashley Norton.
Haven't we met before, sir?
Not that I remember, Ben.
Your voice is, Oh, well. What sort of questions, sir?
Perhaps about the experiments.
I'll say naught of the experiments, sir. They were the master's private business.
Very well. Did you know Mrs. Ashley Norton? Sarah Ashley Norton?
I did, sir. And no finer woman ever walked the earth.
Did he love her?
He loved her more than life itself, but...
But what?
Well, she helped him with his experiments. She was condemned hereabouts for that. But she helped him all through these long months until...
Until
she went away.
Ida! Look out!
We have got the
Ida!
He's on the road!
The last I remember was the sickening sway of the wagon as it overturned in the ditch to the left of the road. I must have hit my head on something and lost consciousness just for a moment.
Help me with him.
Otto. I say, his nasty gash on his leg there. What about the other?
Take care of Ben. Right. I'll look to the inspector.
Right. There you are, old fellow. Now,
Inspector. Don't... Inspector, you all right, sir?
I believe so.
Here we are. There we are, sir.
Thank you. Is Ben all right? Oh, he's hurt.
His leg. I've sent for the doctor.
Let me have a look at it.
Oh, yes.
No, don't roll it back.
Huh?
Now, get me a knife.
Oh, here you are.
Now, help me with this. Here. That's it. Compound fracture and bleeding pretty badly. Have you a handkerchief?
Ain't clean enough for a bandage.
It isn't a bandage. Now, get me a small stick. That's it. Now, around here, just below the patella. Now, hold on to that and relax it when I tell you.
Yes, sir.
Tibia and fibula, both compound. Dislocation of the talus. Need x-ray immediately.
What? I didn't know you was a doctor, sir.
Huh? What? Neither did I. How do you feel, Ben?
Much better, Mr. Drury. Thanks to you. She twitches now and then.
He'll be all right once it's set.
Lucky you was with us, sir.
Ben, you were going to tell me about the last time you saw Mr. Ashley Norton. Do you remember?
Yes, sir. I remember it well. He was going up to London, to the theatre, he said.
Was he going alone?
Yes, sir. Mrs. Ashley Norton had gone on ahead to do some shopping, he said.
Ben... Do you remember when? What theatre?
Yes, sir. It was Christmas Eve. And the theatre was Drury Lane.
Yes. Yes, I know. I guess I knew it always.
Asking your pardon, sir, I'm an old man. And I can say things without anyone getting angry about them.
Yes, Ben, what is it?
Well, then, sir... You seem like a man who's running away from something.
Oh, running.
I wouldn't run away from it any longer, sir, if I was you.
Ben, I believe you're the only one of us who isn't blind.
Hello, Drury. Well, welcome back. I say, though, the chief's been trying to get a hold of you all day.
Yes, I know. Is Chief Carruthers in?
No, he had to meet someone at the train. He'll be back soon, though.
When he wants me, I'll be in my office, finishing my report.
Oh, that's so. You've been on a case. Murder, wasn't it? Did you catch the fellow?
Yes, I caught him. There's little now that needs to be added. Christmas Eve, Drury Lane Theatre. And Ashley Norton went alone, he said, because his wife Sarah had gone on ahead. And the medical training, it came back to me when I needed it as though it had been my life, my former life. There can be only one conclusion to this report. Sarah Ashley Norton was murdered by her husband. The case is closed. Signed. Roger Ashley Norton, formerly Terence Drury.
Oh, come in, Drury. I've been expecting you.
Yes. Here's my report, sir.
And there's time enough for that.
If you don't mind, I'd rather you read it now. I'd like to get it over with.
Yes, but, you know, we finally traced the serving girl, Effie Wilkes.
Yes. If you don't mind...
And through her, we traced someone else.
Does it really matter now?
I think perhaps it does. You may show in the witness, Peters.
Yes. Yes, it is. Roger. Roger.
I beg your pardon, but who...
Roger, don't you remember me?
Remember you? I only remember that you were someone who was once very dear to me. And now it's too late.
No, no, Roger. No, it isn't too late. I'm...
Sarah. Sarah.
Oh, darling.
You see, Drury, or rather Mr. Ashley Norton, it seems you and your wife did go to the Drury Lane Theatre on that Christmas Eve 20 years ago, and that very night you were both to go on to Paris. Then at the last moment you ran into some chap who begged you to deliver a lecture the next day. You agreed, and Mrs. Ashley Norton went on ahead. You were to meet her in Paris in 2 days.
Oh.
When you didn't come, I checked with the steamship company, and they said your ticket had been used. The thief who robbed you must have used it. But I couldn't know that. I thought you must be somewhere in France. The French police tried to trace you for years. Then I thought you must be dead. Oh, Roger. Roger.
My dear. Sarah, do you suppose you could call me Terence? I've got used to it, you know, and...
Very well, Terence. You haven't changed very much, really.
I suppose you haven't either. By the way, I had excellent taste in women in those days.
Oh, my dear. Oh, and can you ever forgive me?
Forgive you? For what?
The bones.
Oh, the bones.
Yes, I suppose if that Mrs. Tumley hadn't been so nosy, I wouldn't have done it. But I was afraid if they found it in the house, it would look even worse. So that's why I did it.
Did what?
Buried your demonstration skeleton in the backyard, under the holly tree.
What?
And so closes Drury's Bones, starring Boris Karloff. Tonight's study in Suspense. Suspense is produced, edited, and directed by William Spear. Suspense.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.